What's up, guys? Scorpion Daily, and I have a really awesome episode here for you guys. I am about to go deep and reveal why I got into making music, specifically electronic music. And so I'm going to take everyone back to 2008, 2009, you know, listening to different influences. I can't remember if it was like drumstep that was coming out. There was an album that had came out in 2010, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. You know, these were the kind of sounds that I was listening to, and you know, a lot of UKF dubstep, a whole lot of Monster Cat. And I think what ended up happening was I just had this like deep love for this new genre, this new style, these new sounds. I mean, if you really think about it, at that point, those were some of the coolest electronic sounds to ever come out of a speaker. And yeah, it just really inspired me to want to do more. So about 2009, I remember I started putting together loops on GarageBand. And also keep in mind, I was a drummer. I had been drumming since age 7. So about 2 years later, I start messing with loops, putting together these wacky songs, just using stock loops that the GarageBand came with. I mean, didn't really do much after I kind of messed with it a little bit. I think took a big break, didn't really get into it, but I know I like messed around with it. And then I was also I was dabbling in like music videos, making movies, you know, writing. I remember I wrote a book in like 4th and 5th grade, and then multiple kind of books after that, but they weren't full books. They were like, I don't know, 20 page, 30 page novels. But yeah, I had this real big fascination into all of that. And I think what was happening at that point was I was trying to find out what I was capable of, what I was passionate about. And I think it was just me trying to figure out what I enjoyed doing. And so music was always super cool. Even in music class in elementary school, I always jumped on the drum set. I was actually very sad when they took out the drum set and the whole band aesthetic to the drum to music class. It got really boring after that. But we had like freestyle sessions, and yeah, just everyone would jump on different instruments and play, and yeah, it was really fun to kind of, you know, explore that. But anyways, going back to electronic music, I took a big break. I didn't really touch any type of production, and I think it wasn't until, must have been like 2017, when I got more serious about it. I think that I heard, I was listening to a lot of different influences at the time, you know, Eptic, Zomboy, Xylent. Funny enough, that was the lineup of my first ever show. But I'm in high school. I don't have any friends who enjoy electronic music the way I do. And, you know, it just dominated like a lot of my playlists. I was always listening to the new sounds coming out. And I think at that point, I was just so oblivious to the culture and the world that EDM culture was. I had no idea. I might have seen like Skrillex play Red Rocks on YouTube, but other than that, like all the other guys I was listening to had no idea that they were playing shows as well. I kind of just thought like there was all these guys sitting at home behind their computer making these really dope sounds and releasing them to the world. I didn't really think of anything other than that, and so didn't even think of it to be a possibility as a career or anything. I literally just thought, hey, you know, these guys in their downtime are making these really cool noises. And I decided I wanted to be one of the guys. I wanted to be one of the boys. And so, you know, Never Say Die was like a big influence for me. But again, like, keep in mind, I had no idea the world I was jumping into. So start making some music. I think I started doing, you know, I made a dubstep track in 2017, just using like Serum presets and samples that I found. At this point, have no idea really like how to mix properly. I didn't know anything about mastering. I didn't even know that was a thing. But yeah, I still have that track, and it's not out, but it's one of those mementos. It's nostalgic for me whenever I do listen to it. So there was that one. And then after that, I made two house tracks, which are on my SoundCloud still. And one is like a bass house track, more night bass style. I was trying to go for like AC Slater. And then the other one was more just house, I guess. Still kind of bassy, still had some bass sounds in there, but not as heavy. So I think that is what I really wanted to go deep into today, because I feel like a lot of people don't really know that story or how I came to be. You know, I've been in love with this stuff for a very long time, but those years in between, like the 2009, 10, from 2010 to 2017, that like 7-year gap was like, I was just doing nothing but listening, you know, just listening to music, listening, didn't really do any creating. And it wasn't until I got back in the FL studio, well, I got into FL studio, you know, 2017, that like really. And then I took another hiatus, of course, from like, I want to say 2019 to 2022. There was a whole year that I know I like didn't even touch music. That year was probably 2020 to 21. But yeah, I definitely regret all that time that I took off. It just didn't feel good. And I always convince myself like, nah, this is, you know, you got to get serious about something else. You got to do, you know, a big boy job or something. But, and then now I think I'm actually like taking my productions to another level. So it's kind of cool to see the growth. But yeah, my whole world opened up in like 2017 because I realized that all the people that I enjoyed listening to at home in the car were people that were playing live shows and, you know, traveling the world. I think that was something that blew my mind. I had no idea. And then from there, you know, kind of things changed a lot. But I think the state of EDM right now is the most popular it's ever been. It really has gone mainstream. And I don't know what the future holds, but I do know that there are pockets in like niches of certain genres and sounds that people fit into. And I just want to go out and say, like, it's okay if you don't fit into any of these genres or buckets. It's okay to create your own. You know, color base wasn't a thing a few years ago, so you can really find some new style. I mean, you can really create your own thing, and that's what I love. You know, electronic music is good, as long as it sounds good. I don't think it really matters what genre or bucket you fall into. Just put that effort in to your craft, and you'll find your tribe, your community. But that's it. That's all I got today. I appreciate you guys so much, and I hope you have a good one. Peace.